Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, and we are here to give God what's due to him, that is the glory, the honor, and the praise. Well, I want to welcome you to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, and we start this Christmas holiday off on this radio show, and we just want people to know that in everything you're going through during this Christmas holiday, you can have joy because the joy of the Lord can be your strength. And I want to thank you for listening to me, and I thank God for those that tune in to us around the world. May God bless you. Now, remember now, after this show is over, if you desire prayer, you can always call us at 803-766-0335. That's 803-766-0335. We're always here to pray for you and believe God for your miracle. And not only believe God for your miracle, but whatever you're going through, remember these words, God is able to fix your problem. Is there anything too hard for God? There ain't nothing too hard for God to do.
You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Got no Johnson in the spiritual voice.
Yes, praise the Lord for that song. And I tell you, on this Christmas, it is my prayer, Pastor Kenneth Morgan and this radio ministry, I pray that you have a blessed Christmas. And let me just tell you this. It doesn't matter what you're going through during this Christmas holiday. Remember these words. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob says to you that even when you're going through, I will never leave you nor forsake you, but be there always, even until the end of the world. Well, let me just give you an inspirational message. I tell you, that song by Keith Wonderboy Johnson, 12 Days of Christmas, got me a little excited there. Let me just give you a good message to take back with you when this program is over. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And she should bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. You know, I like during the Christmas holiday because it's not just about gifts. I know some people think it's about getting gifts because if they don't get a gift, then they get upset because they didn't receive nothing. But this scripture tells us that Jesus was the perfect gift. The Bible says that a son shall be born. And it's that son's name is Jesus, for he should call his name Jesus, for he should save his people from their sins. You know what the greatest gift that you can have this Christmas is? To have Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. You know, a lot of people say Jesus is their Lord and their Savior, but their lives don't really line up to what they're saying out of their mouths. Because 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 17th verse tells us, if any man, woman, boy, or girl be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That means when you get that relationship with Jesus, when he become the Lord of your life, you know, things change, you know. It's a great change to take place in you. Now, I understand that there are things that we need deliverance of, that we need, as the Apostle Paul tells us, that we must crucify. And every day we got to crucify our flesh. But I'm talking about that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, that perfect gift that you can give yourself during this Christmas holiday. That is, if you should die, because so many people died, many have lost their lives during this coronavirus, and there are some that we have talked to, that you talked to yesterday is not gone, that is gone today. There are people that are just leaving this earth. Because the Bible did say, it is appointed unto man wants to die, but after death comes the judgment. That means all of us have an appointment. Now, you know, when you go to the doctor, you probably tell the doctor, you know, I can't come this week. I'd like to cancel my appointment. Well, somebody going on a trip, you know, they say, well, I'll cancel that plan and I'll go another time. Well, this is one that you can't cancel. It is appointed unto man wants to die, but after death comes the judgment. Did you notice what that scripture said? It said, after death comes the judgment. That means everyone, according to scripture, must give an account to God for what they have done, either it's good or bad. And God says to you in Revelation chapter 3, he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Now, I often say on the radio that when one is knocking on the door, that means he's trying to get the attention of the person that's inside the house. So the Bible said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. So what is it saying? It's saying that God is trying to get your attention. because anytime somebody's knocking on the door, they're trying to get the attention of the person inside the house. And God says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open the door, I will come in and sup with him, meaning I will have fellowship with him. See, God want to have a relationship with you. And let me tell you, if you take your natural relationship, you'll find out that very few people want to have a relationship with anybody that's trying to be a player. And nobody wants somebody to tell them they love them and then go around the corner and tell somebody else that they love them. No, they want to have a real relationship with them. But God want to have that same relationship. He want to have a real relationship with you, that when you give your life to him, will you make him the Lord of your life? See, that's what he wanna be. He wanna be the Lord of your life. He wanna be the one that will lead you and guide you. And so Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, the Bible says, and she should bring forth a son, and thou should call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. The purpose and why Jesus was born, he came as a baby, but he was going to come and die on the cross for us, according to John chapter 3, verse 16, that tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And I like verse 17 that says, God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. He didn't come to condemn you, but he wants you to be saved. For she should bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He will deliver them. He will set them free from their sins. So let's go back to Revelations. Behold, I stand, God says, at the door and knock. Let me tell this to you. God is trying to get your attention. You know, you ever hear people say, well, Lord, if you get me out of this, I will do this and I will do that. And then God get them out and they forget everything they say. Lord, if you get me out of this time, I will do it. Somebody make a New Year's resolution. Well, you know, I'm going to make a change this year. Well, don't wait till the new year to make a change. Today, as we celebrate Christmas, which is the birth of Christ, Jesus is the reason for the season. And I want to introduce you to him. I want to let you know that God want to have a relationship with you. He want to have fellowship with you. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open up his heart, and I will come in and have fellowship with him. God says, I want to have a relationship with you. You can have that relationship with him. And remember, relationship is a process. The more you talk to him, the more you study about him, the more you get stronger, and the more you get to know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I want to pray for you and ask you, first of all, this question. If you should die tonight, where will you spend eternity? If you should just, you know, leave here tonight, can you say without one shadow of a doubt that you're going back with God? The Bible said, no sin will not inherit the kingdom of God. Nicodemus says, Jesus told Nicodemus, except a man is born again, and he cannot see the kingdom of God. He loves you, and he want to have that relationship with you. If you desire to have a relationship with him, if you want to start this new year off when the new year comes, start this Christmas holiday off the right way, Jesus is the perfect gift, and that gift he want to give you is called salvation, for he will save his people from their sins. He want to give you that relationship, but there's only one thing he asks of you, to repent from everything you've done and turn away from it and ask him to help you to serve him and for him to be the Lord over your life. If you desire to give your life to the Lord, repeat this prayer to me. Lord Jesus, I'm going to repeat it after me. Lord Jesus, forgive me from all my sin. wash me in your blood. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and he shed his blood and arose the third day for me. I give you my life in Jesus' name. Amen. See, that's just a start. If you have repeated that prayer and you want to have a relationship with you, I want to send you a book free of charge. No, I won't ask for nothing. Free of charge to help you in your Christian walk. It's just a start, but that start would help you to learn about him, and not just learn about him, but serve him. Now, this is what you can do. You can give me a call after this show is over, and I'll be glad to talk to you and send you a book. That telephone number right here at the radio station is 803-766-0335. That's 803-766-0335. Call me, and I'll be glad to pray for you and send you that book to help you in this relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, again, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, and saying to you that Jesus is that reason for the season. And remember these words, that when you're going through during this Christmas holiday and it doesn't seem like nobody has given you anything, remember the perfect gift is having Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior.
Holidays swell, and it's all about you. Hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking, but no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
gotta hang when it seems all hope is lost. You got a witness to hold you up, and in the process to fill your cup. So I'm not worried, I'm not scared. I'm gon' trust like my bishop said. It's a message to the devil, you can't help but say. And we gon' make the body crazy.
Sierra Kears tells us to hang on in there, and I just want to encourage you during this Christmas holiday, regardless of what's going on in your life, remember to hang on in there. Well, my time is up here, and I will see you tomorrow, and I will start at 7 o'clock tomorrow, and I thank God for every one of you that have been tuning in to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. May God bless you, and I'm going to go out on this little song, Silent Night. May God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.
For the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring. Not even a mouse.
In my mind, I want you to be free. Ooh. For all of my friends, ooh, to listen to me. Hear what I say.